Tristology features contemporary, high-end quality sensual products for passionate play. Tristology is recognized in the industry as a leader and innovator for intimate toys that are classy and discreet. Tristology creates an environment where women are comfortable shopping. Tristology is about enhancing the relationship of couples and empowering women to their own sexuality through education and providing healthful, body-safe products for passionate play. Tristology not only sells pleasure products and lingerie, they offer seminar and classes too. For more information, visit Tristology.com or call 888-801-8952. That's 888-801-8952.
Are you looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.wheretoprint.com. That's www.wheretoprint.com or call 866-612-3345. And mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
Look Good, Feel Good by Kim features beauty products that will make you look good, feel good, and do good, including top seller Lip Sense. What is Lip Sense? It's a long-lasting, waterproof, smudge-proof lipstick that won't kiss off. Synergence products are not tested on animals, are vegan, GMO-free, lead-free, gluten-free, and wax-free. Check out their high-quality skincare, including the anti-aging complex of ingredients in Cineplex, the latest in technologies. Call Kim so she can meet with you for a personal one-on-one. 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests. Everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. It is a Father's Day weekend, and happy Father's Day to my dad. I'm so grateful to still have him here, my hubby and my son-in-laws. And Tom, happy Father's Day. And
thank you very much.
Yeah, and all our fathers out there. You know, it's just another day to just a reminder to say, you know, thank you for everything that you do. So I'm Kim. I am the host of the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we are right here in the 805. And I always like to start with something uplifting. And being happy doesn't mean everything's perfect. It means you decided to look beyond the imperfections. And that's really what about life is all about, is really just looking at the brighter side of life. How do you get through your day when maybe somebody cuts you off on the road, or maybe things, you know, you just life happens to all of us, and it's how we get through it. So anyways, I'm really excited about our show today. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is call us, leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of our team members will get back with you. Also, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We've got lots of things we've been giving away there, and I would love to tell you a little bit about our show. Also, if you miss any part of our show, you can go to our podcast, and that is on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. Also, get a hold of our newsletter. When you call in, give us your email, or just go on to my website, kimpaganoshow.com, or on Facebook, and just click to start receiving our newsletters there. And that is where you'll find out what's happening all around the town here. So I'm really excited. Our first guest today is Brian Siegel, and we're going to be talking about his book, The Original Self-Help Book. Next, we're going to be talking with Dr. Mascara, and he's a general practitioner, and he's also the founder of SureSetta, and SureSetta.com. It basically focuses on lowering prescription prices. So we're going to talk a little bit with him and learn more about his new app. And then finally, we're going to be talking with Jonathan Robinson about more love, less conflict. And Brian, that's please. What this life needs. That's what this world needs. And I would love to talk a little more about that. So anyways, I'm really excited why we're doing that. I would love to have Tom just talk about some of our great giveaways.
Fantastic prizes, as always. Kim, we start off with folks who are looking to enhance their relationship. You can stop by Tristology with a gift certificate for contemporary, high-quality sensual products for passionate play located at 434 Main Street in Ventura. Call 888-801-8952. A Lures gift certificate. What a great place to have dinner, lunch, happy hour, Lure Fish House, Camarillo, Ventura, Westlake, Santa Barbara. Also, if you want to go have some fun for summer, Kim's got you covered with tickets to the Los Angeles Zoo, which is a real great place for all of your family. Get on out there for the summer, and you are going to love it. Caneo Food and Wine Festival. Boy, is this a big party. You've been quite a few times,
I
right?
I have, yeah. It's very quaint, you know. It's not huge. They only let 500 people in, and it's pretty amazing.
And it's fun when we can say only 500. But if you've been to some of these, there's thousands, and it gets a little crazy. Yeah. 500 is totally manageable.
It is, and it's really nice. So we've got tickets to those. And we've been doing a lot of giveaway on Facebook, so definitely check us out over there. Also, I've got another thing happening, and of course, I am one of the supporters and sponsors of this, but Old Boney Mountain, and it's a hot summer night festival with hot sauce, craft beer, food, music, cornhole. This is going to be a great time, and we've got some tickets for that. That's happening Thursday, July 12th, and that's over at the Gardens in Los Robles Golf Course. So we've got some tickets for that. So again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Let's do some zoo. If you have any kids or grandchildren or you just want an outing and a nice place to walk around, we've got some tickets for you. Call in right now. 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All right, I've got my first guest on the line, and I'm really excited to be talking with Brian Siegel. Brian, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thank you.
Very good. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and of course, I've already introed you before you got here, but the original self-help book and lessons from... Genesis. Correct. Yeah. So talk to us. Who are you and how did you, is this your first book or tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Well, I'm a graduate of Syracuse University and Columbia Law School.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not my first book. Actually, I wrote a series of books for law students. I wrote a book called How to Succeed in Law School, which was published for about 15 years. By Barron's Educational Series. And then I wrote a 12 book series of exam manuals for law students that sold for over 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So then this is my most recent work, which is more of a universal audience than a niche audience with regard to my other books.
Wow. And so...
And, you know, the genesis of the book, so to speak, is my own experiences. I became more interested in Judaism when I was about 40 years old and started to do a lot of reading and found that in addition to the text of the five books of Moses and the Pentateuch, there's an oral tradition, and a part of that oral tradition basically gives us messages for how to have an elevated, successful, happy life.
I love that.
So those are the that's what ultimately found its way into this book.
So Lessons from Genesis, is that the name of your new book, or is it the original self-help book?
And it's the original self-help book.
With
and
lessons.
Then the subtitle is Life Lessons
I love it. Okay, cool. So, okay, what makes your book so unique?
Well, the reason that it's unique is because basically I cite things that are divinely or originated. Okay, this isn't Brian Siegel. There's no reason, I don't think, to listen to Brian Siegel personally, but these are from the oral tradition which accompanied the five books of Moses. A lot of people don't know that, in addition, the text of the five book of Moses is really a very small part of what the Creator told Moses. Along with everything else, there's, again, an extensive, what was originally an oral commentary, and those part of that literature describes how to live. I mean, the Creator didn't just say, okay, here's the world, good luck. He basically gave us these lessons or suggestions, messages on how to live successfully. And so I think, again, what makes the book unique is the items, the suggestions, the principles proposed are from the Creator, you know, are divinely originated.
Yeah.
And I think that makes them different.
So is that how you live your life, Brian?
I try.
Okay.
we're always striving.
I know. We're all human beings, right?
I live in the real world. It's not always. But certainly things I try to be cognizant of and apply in my own living. And I think it's made me a happier, more contented individual.
So tell us about the five books of Moses. Or even in your book, what are some of the lessons? What are some of the life lessons? What's the top one on your list?
Probably the foundation stone, is basically gratitude.
And of course, attitudes
and actions are a large part in what makes us happy, what makes us content. And probably the most important one is gratitude. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to get up in the morning and thank God for getting up in the morning.
Right.
There's a lot of people who didn't.
This is very true.
And appreciate all of the things. I mean, if we can get up and get out of bed, that's great. In fact, we can walk around, do things, try to appreciate the little things, and also try to appreciate everything that's done for us and being done for us. One of the things I cite is a gentleman I observed at a YMCA pool, and he would always thank the lifeguard for coming to work.
Mm.
And one time I finally said, gee, I think it's a very nice thing to do, but why do you do that? He said, young man, if this lifeguard had not gotten out of bed and answered the bell that morning, I couldn't swim.
You need
a lifeguard on duty.
Right.
So he was genuinely appreciative that this person did that. And, you know, everybody, the post person, the police officer, the fire person, I mean, they all make our lives more pleasant.
Yeah.
And we should appreciate that.
I totally agree. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Brian Siegel. We're talking about the original self-help book and, of course, lessons from a Genesis. Also, I mean, most of this stuff has been around for over how many years? I mean,
about 3,300 or more.
Not very long, right? But is it still relevant to today?
That's what's so interesting. It is. I mean, the Creator. What we're taught is past, present, and future are all one dimension to the Creator. So the Creator foresaw people, and basically these suggestions or concepts are relevant today because they go to human nature,
mm-hmm.
and human nature really hasn't changed.
Mm.
So being grateful. Not publicly embarrassing others. Let sleeping dogs lie. That means don't bring up a problem that the person has had in the past. All these things are things we encounter all the time. And it's interesting. One of the comments on my book, which is available on Amazon, is that it shows what I think the book shows is how all these concepts are absolutely relevant to today.
Mm.
So, you bring up a very good question. But if one looks at the concepts, they'll say that they're things, you know, every moment we're encountering people or thinking or whatever, and you know, to do it in the best possible way is definitely a benefit for our health and, you know, and everything else.
I love that. You know, isn't that interesting that it is still relevant? Years and years ago, we have so many more things, you know, that we've created, and, you know, TVs and phones and, you know, just computers and so many things. And yet the basic is so the same, you know, and what's interesting to me, you know, and I haven't received your book yet, so I'm excited to get it because I love stuff like this. But
okay.
Do people mostly know what's right and wrong, or do we have to read about it?
Well, I mean, unfortunately, we do have to read.
Right.
I mean, yeah, each of us, you know, it's hard for nobody likes thinking they're wrong. It's interesting. You know, Al Capone said, gee, I don't know why they're prosecuting me and persecuting me. I'm just giving the people what they want.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the unfortunately, we do. I mean, we have an instinct, but we also have a very strong instinct to see things in the way that's favorable to us.
Wow.
And that's the hard part. You know, we all say, oh, this isn't right, this is right. I mean, but the great thing about this is these are objective standards.
Right.
They're not objective standards.
Do you have,
you know, again, we each see things in, you know, what was the way to act in that situation? Well, you could ask five people and get five different explanations,
right.
But there was a correct way to act, or the most correct way to act.
Right. And let me ask you, your book, is it like a daily read, or is it, how does it look?
Well, it starts with the first one is 13 life lessons,
mm-hmm.
I like to call them.
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, one should look back at them. I'm hoping if the initial book, there's many more concepts. I'm hoping if the initial book is reasonably successful, then I'll expand it,
okay.
You know, to other things. But, you know, one can read it daily almost, but probably they should look back at it, you know, because just make sure they're applying, because we do tend to forget things. Things do tend to dissipate as we go on. So it's a good reminder, and hopefully I'll have the opportunity to, you know, to bring up more of these divinely originated concepts.
Can you just read us what would be the first one?
Well, the first one is the attitude of what I call develop the attitude of gratitude.
Right. And then is there a little thing underneath it of what you would, you know, your kind of explanation?
Oh, yeah. I mean, lots of examples, anecdotes, illustrations. Yeah, the whole point of this work is to show people how these things are pertinent. So, I mean, you know, gratitude, you know, towards our spouse, you know, towards the people we deal with. Every day, you know, like I said, thanking people. You know, it was interesting. About 2 months ago, I went to a dinner, and there were some hors d'oeuvres served before the dinner. And anyway, the guy, one of the waiters, you know, asked me if I would like one. I took one, and I said, thank you very much. And he walked two or three steps away, turned around, and said, you know, you were the first one to thank me tonight.
Really? Wow.
Really, yeah.
Unbelievable.
You know, when we encounter a situation, we should be thinking beforehand, okay, now, what should I be thinking about, or, you know, what should I watch out for?
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, it's all very pertinent to today, and I give examples of how to approach things. Like, for example, don't steal anything. Don't steal, comma, anything.
Hmm.
So everyone pretty much knows what stealing is, but yet it goes on in the workplace all the time. People,
right.
you know, do personal calls, they may take a pen. But like one example that I cited in the book is a father, he's with his son going to a movie, and he sees a sign that says, if you're over 11, it's $4 more. And he sees that the ticket person is not asking people how old their son or daughter is when they get to buy the ticket. So he has an instinct for a moment and to say to his son, don't say anything. In other words, he was going to
go through, obviously,
person.
Yeah.
Exactly. And anyway, but then he thinks, gee, what I'm teaching my son, it's okay to lie to save $4.
Right. Very
That's
good
not the
example.
Message. I really want to commit. So sure enough, he gets to the ticket booth and says, two adults. And, you know, kind of proudly.
Yeah, there you go. I love it. Brian Siegel, I love what you're doing. And it's really about just, you know, sharing really good stuff. And that's where we need to be. We need to know exactly who we are and why we do what we do and do it our best. Where do we find your book?
It's on Amazon. There's the Kindle version, and there's also a soft cover version.
Okay.
And that's probably the best place to.
I love it. I love
it.
Well, I want to. I'm going to share this. So if you could send me a Kindle or something, I'm going to share this, and I got to get everybody reading it because I love it. And
okay.
I thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. Have a really great rest of your day. All right, we are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Dr. Joseph Mascarera.
The Kim Pagano Show is a proud sponsor of the 2018 Conejo Food and Wine Festival, celebrating the best restaurants, wineries, breweries in our community. Enjoy live entertainment while raising funds for our community charity partners. 2018 charity partners are Ventura Food Share and Many Mansions. On Sunday, June 24th, from 1:30 to 5:30, located at 155 East Jans Road in Thousand Oaks. 21 and older, please. If you don't win tickets on the Kim Pagano Show, you can purchase your tickets at www.CanejoFoodAndWineFestival.com.
Look Good, Feel Good by Kim features beauty products that will make you look good, feel good, and do good, including top seller Lip Sense. What is Lip Sense? It's a long-lasting, waterproof, smudge-proof lipstick that won't kiss off. Synergence products are not tested on animals, are vegan, GMO-free, lead-free, gluten-free, and wax-free. Check out their high-quality skincare, including the anti-aging complex of ingredients in Cineplex, the latest in technologies. Call Kim so she can meet with you for a personal one-on-one. 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Are you looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.wheretoprint.com. That's www.wheretoprint.com or call 866-612-3359 and mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I'd love to give some tickets away, and we've got some Kaneo Food and Wine Festival that is coming up. And I'd love to share those with all of you out there. So again, that's happening Sunday, June 24th, and it's over in Thousand Oaks off of Jans Road. Call right now so we can get you there. I'd love to see you there. My next guest is Dr. Joseph Mascara, and we're going to be talking a little bit with him. And, of course, he is a general practitioner all the way from Newark, New Jersey, and he's actually put together an amazing new app, and I'd love to share that with him. Dr. Mascara, are you there?
Yes, hi.
How are you?
Hello, everyone.
How are you doing? Well, welcome to the show, and tell us a little bit about yourself. You're a general practitioner?
Well, I'm board certified in internal medicine. I trained in neurology, and my real field is integrative medicine. I did a fellowship in that out in the University of Arizona, where I still teach. And integrative medicine looks at everything about traditional medicine and modern medicine, and it's sort of the intelligent combination of both, providing more safety when possible to use natural methods like lifestyle, nutritional changes, and to use less pills.
I love that. Yeah. So if you, because a lot of pills, you know, I mean, I'm not going to say anything new that you don't know, but so many things you see on TV, if you take this, it's going to give you a whole group of problems that you don't even already have. So, you know, it's how do you continue to do that, right?
It sure does. You know, that's unfortunately, the society we live in. It's healthcare today. It's financially motivated. And it's really a financially motivated disease management system. And I try to get patients out there to learn more about themselves, learn more about their ability to self-heal. Yes, pills are necessary. If you have a pneumonia, you have to take an antibiotic, you have to take an antibiotic for a cut, you have to take medications for specific diseases. But the statistics show that by and large, we just take too many pills. I think we take more medications per capita than many developed countries combined. We spend, I think we write over 4 billion prescriptions a year, if you can imagine, 4
wow.
billion, which means on the average, especially people over the age of 65 take, I think, something like 4 or 5 medications. When I see patients, it's not unusual. They're on 11, 12, 13 medications. And that doesn't include the supplements, which may or may not be needed. I find that most of the time people do not need some of those medications, if not all. And, you know, this is one of the problems in our healthcare system. And that's one of the reasons I'm passionate about integrative health.
All right. Well, I'm so appreciative because we need more doctors like you. So now I know that you created this app. What does this app do?
So this app is really, it's a website. It's available on the web in Google. It's called Sureceta.com, Sureceta, Sureceta, which is the Spanish word for your prescription. And the purpose of it is really to help people afford medications, and I'm targeting the bilingual community. I'm originally from Spain. I speak, you know, fluent Spanish and a few other languages, but I was raised in a multicultural Hispanic community, so I'm familiar with when people here in the United States think Hispanic, you know, they don't necessarily understand that there's like 28 or 29 different Hispanic cultures that are in this country, and each one of them have with them different notions of healthcare. So on SuReceta.com, I try to promote the what is better healthcare integrative health, but I also have a drug saving. It's an app, but it's really readily available online under this SuReceta.com. And basically, if people have heard of other apps like GoodRx out there and a few others, you can really save up to 80% on your prescription by simply putting in your geolocation, your zip code, and the medication, and this digital platform will take you to the lowest cost, give you a choice of the pharmacies around you, and you can decide on the lowest cost. And many times something, an antibiotic, for example, that would cost $100 may cost $20 instead. You could save 80%. This is especially bilinguals and many other people who simply increasingly can't afford their medications. No matter if they have insurance or don't have insurance, it usually doesn't cover medications very well. And medication costs has become horrific in terms of its prices, to the point where most people can't afford them. In fact, with Hispanic, with the bilinguals that I'm really addressing here with the surreceta.com coupon saver, is that over half of them get sticker shock and simply never fill their prescription. They just can't afford it. And many of these people need, in this case, they do need those medications for their diabetes or high blood pressure or conditions that really, if they don't take the medication, can lead to real serious health issues.
Let me ask you a question. So how does these companies, you know, like, well, like your app or any of these prescriptions that, you know, say that they can save you money, how do they do that? Do they almost like a Costco? I don't know. You know what I mean?
Well, Costco is one of the participating pharmacies. By the way, you mentioned one of the places to go to save the most on your medication.
Oh.
And what it is, it's almost like, well, it's very similar, I should say, when you look at these travel sites advertising on TV, where you go to one site and they give you the price of different hotels at a discount. This is what the drug saving digital sites and coupons are about as well. We have pre-arranged with what are called pharmacy benefit managers that run over 60,000, especially your large chain pharmacies that can afford to give you lower prices. One of the reasons is also that they know when you visit a chain pharmacy or large retailer that you're probably going to buy other things. And so that, you know, giving the patient a really good price there is something that I can mediate through my platform.
Wow. Okay. So when you say, you know, so are these for people that don't have insurance, or they still have insurance and they go there and show their card, or?
The answer is for both, Kim. Certainly for people who don't have insurance, it's huge, huge savings. But what we find is many patients who have insurance are poorly insured, or the insurance company simply only pays them a copay, and these copayments are getting higher and higher to the point where maybe a copay for medication, a tier, what they tier medications now, and the more expensive it is, the higher the tier, so their copay goes higher. So, for example, a medication for rheumatoid arthritis may have a $50 or $75 copay, where with the app, you could probably only pay $40 for it. So in some cases, it's well worth looking at the digital site for the coupons under surreceta.com and inputting it and seeing around you what you would pay for a 30, 60, or 90-day supply. And it might be less than what your insurance is, because insurances direct you. It's all a part of the healthcare financially motivated system. When you go to your doctor, even if you have insurance, they sort of guide you almost through electronic health records that they tell you is the safer, best way to go. But they sort of cubbyhole you into sending you to the pharmacy that, you know, is in your area, and you're sort of locked. They have you locked in at that price, and sort of everybody benefits in that, the insurer, the pharmaceutical company, et cetera. So that I try to always tell people, when you have a prescription, that is your property. You can take it to as many pharmacies as you want, and you'll be amazed. And this has been done by a lot of investigative reporters. They take the same prescription to 10 different pharmacies, and you get 10 wildly different prices. A prescription for Valtrex that is used for outbreaks on your skin can be $70 at one place and $30 at another place. And what we do, we find the lowest price pre-negotiated for you, and you can save up 80% guaranteed.
Very interesting. And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. We're talking with Dr. Joseph Mascara, and we're talking about his new app. Does it cost money to join your, to get your app?
Oh, not at all, Kim. It's entirely free, and it does come as an app, but I'd like to emphasize that the best way to do it is just Googling Surreceta, SURECETA.com, and the site has much more to offer besides the coupon savings. It is a bilingual site for health information and access to other things like finding the clinic, the closest urgent care center near you. Because over the years, Tim, about over the last 5-7 years, these urgent care centers have popped up around the United States. I'm sure your listeners, most people,
everywhere.
They're everywhere.
And now, let me ask you a question about that. I'm glad you brought that up, because we just changed insurances, but we had Kaiser before, and so we would never even have thought of going to an urgent care. But now we have, I don't know, Blue Shield or something, and so now we can go anywhere. And honestly, I found some amazing ones, but I used to think, who would go in those unless they didn't have any insurance or they had to pay cash? But that's not really the case.
That's correct, Tim. They've become the go-to default emergency rooms around the United States. And the reason is approximately 80% of visits to emergency rooms were for quick, what we call minor emergency, sprains, a sudden headache, an unexplained fever, things that people really are wondering about and want to see a doctor right away.
Yeah, so, and you leave half of your right arm there.
Yeah, exactly. and I'm especially passionate for the bilingual community out there that I've been treating. You know, there's maybe as many, depending on who you speak to, 50 to 60 million bilinguals in our country, and about half of them are uninsured. And if they go to the emergency room, as you're saying, they do lose their right arm financially. So these centers, I sort of cringe a little about them because they're not the best type of medicine, in my opinion. However, they are available, and they're low cost, and they're the default places to go to for many people without insurance or with no insurance. Sometimes for people with insurance who really can't get an appointment, sometimes for weeks, if not months, and they need to see someone urgently. So they've grown from something like 500 7 years ago to over 20,000 today.
Wow.
And they represent the largest growing sector of your mega corporations like CVS and Walgreens throughout the country.
That's incredible. That's incredible. Yep. So let me ask you, I could talk to you forever. You got so many good things. What about some tips on supplements and vitamins?
Yeah, well, that's an area of my expertise. I'm an integrative health expert. I worked as a lead expert for Consumer Reports for 7 years on this subject. And the whole deal with supplements is that they're not regulated. So it's sort of a buyer beware. Supplements are out there. There's over 60,000 products with over 1,100 ingredients in them. I would say buyer beware buying supplements for weight loss, sexual enhancement, and bodybuilding. I think those are areas where the ingredients are never inspected. When I say never inspected, supplements are not under FDA guidelines.
Wow.
They're really looked at as food supplements under what's called the DSHEA Act back from 94. So supplements, we have done things for Consumer Reports where we have found supplements are contaminated with heavy metals. Many of them are made out of the country. They're never inspected for safety, purity, and dosaging. So you really have to know what you're doing when you buy a supplement, and that's where you want to speak either to your doctor, your pharmacist, or an integrative health expert. You can go on the University of Arizona Integrative Medicine site and find one near you. But I would say be very cautious with supplements, and they do interact with medication. Remember, neither medication nor supplements are entirely safe. In fact, in this country, deaths from prescription medications are about 125,000 patients per year, representing one of the highest reasons why people die of medication. Supplements, not as much, but they are responsible for several hundred deaths a year over the last few years. So you do have to be very careful. Now, that's not to say that supplements are good for many people. Examples are people who are who have gastrointestinal problems or necessitated bypass. People who are strict vegans probably need to take some B supplementation. Pregnancy, of course, we've all heard of folic acid. Vitamin D is essential in certain areas if you're not exposed to it. Calcium, magnesium, omega-3s in certain circumstances. So there is a place for supplements, but they have to be really evaluated by both an informed patient and an educated patient. And that's another thing that I
Gosh, and involved with okay.
to inform patients about it.
You have a lot of information in there. I love that. No, leave us with, and I would love to talk to you again. You could sure. be on like our, you know. So tell us a little bit about a health summer health tip. Anything that you can offer?
Yeah, absolutely. So when you think of summer, I guess I think of, you know, three main things. The barbecues and the cooking, sun exposure, and insects are three areas. So, you know, when it comes to the insects, naturally, you know, they're the biggest, you know, killers of disease in the world statistically when you throw in all these different viruses and malaria, et cetera. And tick season, I don't know out by you in California, but it's going to be a very strong tick season in the Northeast.
Yes.
For sure.
My oldest daughter had Lyme's disease. I know all about it.
Okay, so there you go. So been through, and I hope that everything is, you know, worked out well. But, you know, with ticks, it's something where you have to be aware of the type of clothes you wear. There's some repelling clothes you can wear when you're out there in the woods or in near woods that's been stacked, you know, tick-infested areas. You really want to check your body. And the good news is most people have time to be aware of checking their body because most ticks and the Lyme disease ticks, the studies show that they generally do not transmit the disease for 18 to 24 hours.
Right.
So you have a nice window period. The problem is some of these ticks go behind your hairline, behind your ear, in your creases, and you never see them. There's a good percentage of people with Lyme disease never reported a tick bite. So you have to be aware. Now, there's different methods out there. You could read about them, but the permethrin, the DEET, there's a couple of essential oils, German oil, eucalyptus oil that help, and you have to keep reapplying it. But you have to be cautious about that, and certainly with ticks, you have the CDC site has an excellent review of tick prevention.
I love
and
it.
When it comes to sunlight, sun exposure, certainly I use the number 30. Just always think of 30 for everything, adults, babies. That's the key, 30 SPF. You have to reapply it if you go into water. If you go into the water, but really protect yourself from the sunlight because certainly sun exposure is going to increase the most common form of cancer today, which is skin cancer, and of course the deadliest one is melanoma.
Right.
So SPF 30, and finally with barbecuing, learning how to separate out the vegetables, the meat. Don't keep them out there in the heat for more than 2 hours. And remember the magic number, 165 Fahrenheit, in terms of use a thermometer is the best tip. You know, thermometers are really going to best in for barbecuing and make sure that foods are well cooked. And a little caveat is that some of the smoke from barbecue can be toxic for your GI system, but having a cool iced green tea, unsweetened, sort of counters some of the effects of the barbecue in your intestinal system.
Wait, so, when you're barbecuing, you're talking about, or you're smoking the smoke?
Yeah, when you eat barbecue food, a good thing to drink with the food is iced green tea, unsweetened. It counters some of the chemicals in the barbecue that affect our GI system adversely.
Wow. Okay, yep. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. Where can we find out more about you?
I do have my own website, Joseph Mascara, drmascara.com. That's under drmoscuera.com. And you can go on, of course, the webpage, sureceta.com, sureceta, and also on Twitter, at Dr. Mascara, MD.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. And give us your website again, or your the app again.
Yeah. So for people, those who speak Spanish, I always say you have to roll that R, the R, tu receta.
Okay.
And so it's S-U, which is your, sureceta.com. So it's sureceta.com. It translates to yourprescription.com.
Wow.
And it's really a prescription for access, for information, and, of course, drug-saving coupons when you need it.
And so you would just go on there, have your prescription, and then they would tell you where to go? Is that how you would do it?
Absolutely. You go and you have to input the name of your medication, the dosage. You have different inputs for the dosage. and you simply put in your area code, you hit the enter button, and that will pop up around your area. You can decide whether it's a 5, 10, or 25-mile area. You know, you'll get the prices, comparative prices, and, of course, you'll want the least expensive, and there you go, and you can save up to 80% or more.
Wow, I love it. All right. Well, I thank you so much. So much information. And I love you've got that worldly knowledge in there. So, and I love that you kind of look at both sides. So I thank you so much for being a guest here. I'd love to talk to you again. And please share our show with everyone.
I will, Kim. And it's a pleasure also sharing all this with you, and look forward to more conversation in the future. Thank you.
There you go. Thank you so much. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I know that it's Father's Day weekend out there, and I'd love to share a gift certificate to Lures Fish House. And of course, God, they've got lots of locations now, Camarillo, Ventura, Westlake, and Santa Barbara. We'd love to get that out to you. All you have to do is call us, leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of the team will get back with you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Kim Pagano Show is a proud sponsor of the 2018 Conejo Food and Wine Festival, celebrating the best restaurants, wineries, breweries in our community. Enjoy live entertainment while raising funds for our community charity partners. 2018 charity partners are Ventura Food Share and Many Mansions. On Sunday, June 24th, from 1:30 to 5:30, located at 155 East Jans Road in Thousand Oaks. 21 and older, please. If you don't win tickets on the Kim Pagano Show, you can purchase your tickets at www.canejofoodandwinefestival.com. The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Look Good, Feel Good by Kim features beauty products that will make you look good, feel good, and do good, including top seller Lip Sense. What is Lip Sense? It's a long-lasting, waterproof, smudge-proof lipstick that won't kiss off. Synergence products are not tested on animals, are vegan, GMO-free, lead-free, gluten-free, and wax-free. Check out their high-quality skincare, including the anti-aging complex of ingredients in Cineplex, the latest in technologies. Call Kim so she can meet with you for a personal one-on-one. 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008.
Tristology features contemporary, high-end quality sensual products for passionate play. Tristology is recognized in the industry as a leader and innovator for intimate toys that are classy and discreet. Tristology creates an environment where women are comfortable shopping. Tristology is about enhancing the relationship of couples and empowering women to their own sexuality through education and providing healthful, body-safe products for passionate play. Tristology not only sells pleasure products and lingerie, they offer seminar and classes too. For more information, visit Tristology.com or call 888-801-8952. That's 888-801-8952.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Happy Father's Day to everybody out there. And of course, I'd love to give something away. We've got some Tristology, a gift certificate to their beautiful, contemporary, high quality and sensual products. We'd love to share that with you. So if you're interested in going shopping over at one of my favorite places, call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and your email. I do want to introduce my next guest, Jonathan Robinson, and of course, his book, More Love, Less Conflict. That sounds like a plan, and I'm excited to talk with him. And of course, Communication Miracles for Couples. I love this. Jonathan, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Kim. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Well, I was somebody who was kind of blessed with a miserable childhood, which I say blessed because that got me into self-help at the ripe old age of 11. I started reading books and seeing if there was any of this stuff that really worked, and luckily some of it does. So I kind of collected those methods and put them in my own books, and luckily Oprah liked my book, so I got on her show a lot.
Very cool. Very cool. I love that. So this is all kind of like because of your childhood?
Well, that started it. You know, first I wanted to heal myself. I didn't have any friends. I was depressed. And the self-help showed me that I could make friends. I could get over depression. And I found that some methods work, some methods don't. And you really just have to find what works for you, and then you have a friend for life.
Gosh, I love that. You know what? We go to school to learn, right? I mean, I always say we learn everything, but we don't learn for our personal self. We don't have anybody that teaches us other than the people in our family or the people that we mentor around or we, you know, socialize with. And that's where we have to kind of look at, like, is that working for me? No. I'm going to try this on. Does that work for me? No. Wow, this really works and this makes me feel better. And so that sounds kind of like what you did.
Yeah, you know, and especially when it comes to communication, I don't know about your family, but mine had rather dysfunctional communication, and there's no other area where if you study it for an hour, you literally have more information than everybody around you, and you kind of develop a superpower because you can, you know, get back to more love and less conflict really quickly and easily and consistently, and I think that's what really everybody wants.
Wow, very cool, very cool. So I'm excited to hear about your book. How is More Love, Less Conflict different than any other of your former books?
Well, what I tried to focus on were methods that could take under 10 seconds to do that could still have a big impact. So it's not a lot of theory. I mean, we all know, you know, certain things are important in relationships, so I don't spend that much time on that. I mostly give like 40 different methods that take under a minute, and you find the ones that work for you, and then you do them, and you find that you no longer argue, you no longer have the long discussions you used to have, and you can get to back to a place where you're really appreciating each other, kind of like the honeymoon part of your relationship.
Interesting. Now, you've written other books too?
I've written 12 other books.
Oh, just 12. Okay.
I think I'm finally getting it right.
Okay. So, what are some of the other, are they all on this kind of the similar topic?
Well, some of them are about spirituality. Some of them are about goals. But it really comes down to what are the most important things in life and how can we get there more easily? And I think the most important things are finding love, finding peace, and also finding your sense of purpose that you can enjoy contributing into the world.
I like that. Okay. I mean, those are like, you just nailed it. I love it. And, you know, here I am on my show talking about the brighter side of life. This is how you get there. And this is how you, you know, can live a better life. So can you give us an example of, you know, you talk about in this book, couples, right, of methods, a couple, you talk about couples and you talk about methods that you describe in your book. Is this more for a couple's book?
Well, it ends up that human beings are all alike. So the same method that works with your romantic partner really will work with your child, will work with your boss, would work with your employees.
Okay.
So a good way to get a sense, although there's a lot of methods in the book, I thought maybe you and I would try one or two of them and give people a quick sense of how easy they are.
That's perfect. Okay.
Okay. Well, one thing that you can do, it's so simple. The best predictor of how happy couples are is the number of appreciations they give to each other. So I've known you for maybe 6 minutes or so, Kim, but, you know, we had to arrange this interview. So I can already say that something I noticed about you that I appreciate is that your communication is not only very clear, like you ask good questions, but that you're very clear in your in the behind-the-scenes communication, like when this will be, how to do it, all those things. You're very responsible that way, and it makes it really easy to do something with you because I know that you're being responsible and thorough in your communication.
Perfect. And I thank you for that, and I appreciate that.
And, you know, when you share appreciations, and, you know, all you have to do is really fill in the blank, something I noticed about you I appreciate is. And I do that with my wife every single day.
Wow.
And I actually have Siri on my iPhone remind me to do it, because sometimes I would forget. And
smart man
really...
there. I like it.
She thinks I'm incredibly loving. Well, maybe I'm not loving. I'm just smart. I'm already thinking these appreciations, so here I have a way to make sure I say them.
Wow. Very good. And, you know, I mean, really what you're saying is when it works, you know, use it again and use it on somebody else, right? It's like walking up to somebody with a meeting and you go, wow, you look really nice today, you know, or, you know, I do hair. I'm a hair therapist. Wow, you know, you've got beautiful eyes. You know, your color is perfect for you. Just that changes the demeanor of somebody, correct?
Yeah, you're already thinking about it. I'm not saying that you should do flattery. I'm saying you're thinking these thoughts. Why not say them?
Right.
You know, if you look at the word intimacy, the instructions for finding it are in the word, into me see. So when you reveal stuff about yourself, it allows a doorway for other people to connect with you. And we really want that. We need it today because so much of life is stressful and superficial that we need quick, easy ways to get back to a place of intimacy.
I love it. You know what, Jonathan? We are at the end of our show. We couldn't get you on right away, but I'm going to have you back because this is, you're talking my talk here.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I love it. Where do people find your book?
Well, they can go to my website, morelovelessconflict.com, and in fact, they can do a free download of the 12 questions that lead to instant intimacy, or they could buy the book there.
I love it. All right, you're going to come back because we need to talk more, and I can't wait to get my book and share it with some of our listeners right now. We are at the end of our show, and of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. Do what you have to do as fast as you can so you can do what you want to do as long as you can. So with that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I want to make sure I wish everybody a happy Father's Day. And again, I have a really great rest of your weekend, and I look forward to talking to you next week.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on.